Today is Daf Kuf Dalet. We are on Kuf Dalet. It's the code of Masechtas Menachos. Kuf Dalet, code. It's the code of Masechtas Menachos.
Good thing it's not a lamed in the middle, it'd be a cold.
Yeah. So, we're up to the Mishnah, and here we go. Ein misnadvin, you cannot donate. The Gemara here assumes, the Mishnah assumes, you can donate wine to the Beis HaMikdash. It's just wine. I just want to bring wine. Not that wealthy animal I can't afford. Wine I can bring. Ein misnadvin loaf, you can't bring one loaf, or shnayim, or two loaves, or chamisha, or five loaves.
This is for a carbon, you say?
For a carbon.
That's the difference.
Right. So there's, now, loaf, there is. There's no such thing as a carbon that has two loaves.
Two loaves, right.
There's no such thing as a carbon that has five loaves. No such thing. Now, there's no such thing. So you can't donate two or five. Aval, but misnadvin shlosha, three you could, arba, four you could, shisha you could, umi shisha lamaila, and from six and above. So Rashi says that there's no carbon that has more than six either. So Rashi says, the sheva chazu gimel minayo lekeveth, vidal l'ayil. Three for a keveth, four for an ayil. Shmona chazu l'shne elim. Eight is for two elim. In the ayil gives four. Tisha chazu l'par v'keveth. Nine is a par and a keveth, which is six and three.
Is that a pashtus?
No, because
if you're donating, you're going to be makriv two animals, then each animal has its own amount of...
Yeah. All you're bringing is the one.
You're not bringing the animal?
No. Asara chazu l'par v'ayil. Ten is a par and an ayil, which is six and four. Yud aleph chazu l'shnei elim. 11 is two elim.
How is that two elim?
V'keves. It's four, four, and three. V'chein l'olam. This goes on forever. It's funny Rashi says that, because the Gemara is going to have a question. Well, when you have 12, you'd really mean it, right? And then it's going to be a teku. So Rashi stops at 11, because...
You don't want to get involved in a teku.
Right? It's a teku on the base about this question.
What small amount you can you bring for the Pesach?
You can bring one.
Oh, so why can you bring one?
Yeah, it says three. Amos on low.
Pretty big. Three bottles.
I don't know.
Well, and here, there was a list of all the carbonos.
Every animal, they have a list of every animal.
What comes with it?
How many logs? I'm sorry. There's no animal. There's no one log. There's no one log.
Well, that's what the Mishnah said.
There's one log by minchas, but not by animals. So that's what it is. One. There's only four animals you can bring. A par, ayil, keves, or that's it.
So there's a log for a mincha. Why is that? So why can't you bring a log?
Because you have to bring a mincha with it.
Yeah.
Only by nesachim can you bring the wine separate. By mincha you can't do that. By the way, we're talking about a log. There's no yayin by yayin nesach. It's a log of shemen. We're mixing apples and oranges here. You're not here. This mishnah starts off. You don't eat any wine. There's no wine by a mincha. There's only wine by animals. How much wine? There's no such thing as one log. There's no such thing as two, and there's no such thing as five. It's three, four, or six. Those are the only choices.
So if you bought a one log bottle and a five log bottle, are you bringing six?
So all we read was a two-line mishnah. Okay. Now. Ibayalahu.
Is this wine or shemen?
Wine. The first aim is not the log. It's wine. I'm sorry. It doesn't say, but it's wine. It's wine. We're talking about wine. Rashi says yayin lenisko. Wine. Shalom atzinu minchas nesachim shalog lo shayin lo chamisha. There's no one. There's no three. There's no two. And there's no five. Okay. Now ibayalahu. Yesh keva lenesachim, o ein keva lenesachim. Keva lenesachim means.
Fixed amount.
What does that mean? Do you have to bring them in one shot? Or can you split? I promise to bring 10 load. Can you split them up? That's the Gemara's question. What's the case? What's your question? Kigon, the Aisi Chamisha. You brought five. What do you do with five? E armored ein kevel in asachim. If there's no fixed amount, you can bring do whatever you want. So Moshech umakriv arba menayu dechazal ayil. So you bring five, Four of them you'll use for an aisle. Whose aisle? Whose aisle? Yours, your friends, some total strangers there. By the way, I promised to donate four yayin. Your lucky day. You don't have to spend it. On me, it's on me. You can do that. And then the idach, and the fifth one, having a dava, is an adava. It's a donation. You could donate this chair. You could donate a log of wine. It's not going to go to the mizbeach, because one log doesn't go to the mizbeach by itself. So what you can do with this one log, you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's an adava. It's a present. Right? Rashi says, nidvas tzibur, it's a donation to the tzibur, the yimkar, they'll sell it, the yiplu dam of l'shofros, they'll take the money, they'll put it in one of the shofars, right? Shofar is a pushka, right? O Yaakov hu atmo v'yitztai from shnei lug and achirim, or he could combine it with two other lug from left field, right? V'yaakov l'nitzchei tamid, that's also for the tibor. In other words, it has to be for the tibor because you're donating it to the tibor.
Right.
That one you can't give to your friend. Right? The four you can give to your friend. But not the one. Right? Now, i'amrit yesh kevel in asachim, and if you hold no, there has to be a set amount, so then ad-demamali luhu lo karvi. Then unless you get a sixth one, you can't bring the five. Why? Because you can't bring them in, you can't split it up.
Right.
Five, no animal has five. So what do? You need the sixth one. What's the story? You understand the question?
Yeah.
You donate five. What do you do with five? Either four and one. Four I'll bring to some animal, one I'll donate to the Beis HaMikdash. Or no, I donated five, I got to bring a sixth one,
right,
and then I can use it for a power, which is six. That's the Gemara's question.
Why can't they just put it to stock? I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Donate that along. If you can donate a barrel, put it in a barrel, the next guy comes along.
That's the Gemara's question. But can you do that if you break up the number? That's the Gemara. Five is an odd, it's a funny number. There's no five.
Right.
So can you do that? That's the Gemara's question. You're right.
Well, how do you bring four and one? You can't bring one.
What? So one becomes a present to the Beis HaMikdash.
Oh, right.
And there's been the Rashi. You sell it, you put the money in the pushka, and when the Beis HaMikdash is slow, a slow day, they bring karbanos.
Right. Why did the Mishnah say aim is on a load? You can't bring one load.
Right. You can't bring one load of the Mizbeach.
You can't donate one load.
No, that's not what it means.
No.
It means one of the Mizbeach. You can't
bring... No carbon.
No carbon.
There's no carbon that has
one
load.
There's
no carbon that has one load.
Right. Aim is
by the low. Right.
You can't bring as a present to the Beis HaMikdash.
No, that's not what it means. It means for a carbon.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it means. You can donate whatever you want. You can donate a donkey to the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't go on the Mizbeach. You can donate it.
It just translates one may not donate.
Yeah, but it means for a carbon. Okay? So, that's the Gemara's question. What happens if you donate five? So, Amar Abaya. My, what's the story? Amar Abaya, Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya. It says, Shisha Linadava. In the Beis HaMikdash, there are, in Masechet Shkalim we learned, there were 13 pushkas that were in some, I don't know where they were, in the Beis HaMikdash somewhere, and people would donate. Seven of them were for specific things. A woman had a baby. She put in that pushka, that's only for women that have babies. Seven of them were specific things. The other six, or random pushkas, the pushka goes around, people put in money. That's what it was. Random things. Why six? Later in the week, the Gemara is going to say it's connected to six bate avos. Each day there was a different family, reduced fighting. The Gemara is going to have a whole discussion about that. So there were six of them, right? What are the six for? Connected me, and the Gemara says, what are the six for? So connected the following six ideas. Moser Chatos, a guy donates a Chatos, and he set aside X number of dollars, and it wasn't so expensive, he left over money. What do you do with the leftover money? It goes in these pushkas.
Right?
Moser Hashamos, same thing, you bought it at Karban Hashem, you left over money, it was a sale, it was a Black Friday sale, so you got an animal for cheaper, you left over money. What do you do with it? You put it in the pushka. You can't keep the money. It doesn't go to the chul in the money. It comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Moser Asher Nazir, same thing. Moser Asher Mitora, Moser Kenan, you want to donate birds, that's not leftover money. And Moser Minchas Chote, the leftover Mincha of a Chote. Now the Gemara is going to ask, V'im isya, and if it's true, if what's true? That when I donate five, four will go to a carbon, and one goes into the pushka, well, we'll sell it, put the money in the pushka, so litzkin shofra achrina, there should be another pushka, kineged moser misachim, right? And there should be another one, for a guy like this, for this rare case, right? So the Gemara answers, what else here? What? Yes. Hanach, those six pushkas is l'nidvas tzibur azli. They go to the tzibur.
Right?
Which is why they're in those six pushkas. Hani, right? What I write here? Oh, the extra log. Hani, the extra log, shchichi efsha demitstarfi demar udemar bahadi adadi v'krevi. What about that extra log? You said you're going to bring five log. There's no such animal, there's no such carbon that accepts five log. Right. So you did four log for one animal. Then there's a guy that's walking around the basement. Anybody have money for a log? I'm a log short. So can't you give him that log? The answer is, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Why can't I give him that load? We said before, well, you don't know what to do with that one, so it becomes a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. They'll sell it.
What do you mean by give him?
There's a guy bringing a carbon today, and he's a log short. He has to pay for the log himself. He's a log short. Okay. He needs three. He only has two. I give him my one?
I don't think so. It's
what?
He's
going to use it for the Mizbeah.
You can't, yeah. You can't
so the answer is, why not? Why not?
Because I'm giving five.
Huh?
I'm giving five to the base.
Exactly. Four for myself, and one I'll give to this guy. I can do one of two things with the extra one. I can give it to this guy, or I can donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. They'll sell it and use the money in the pushka.
Right.
So why is there a sixth, why is there a seventh pushka? Why do I have to do that? Why can't I give it to this guy?
Because Beis HaMikdash loses if you do that.
What? No, but I never donated it to him, to the Beis HaMikdash.
You said you bought five.
For what?
I bought five for my carbon. No.
For my carbon, but the carbon doesn't have five. You're an Amaret. So you know what? Four I'll use for my carbon, well, I'll give it to this guy.
Right.
Why can't I do that? No reason why not. The other six, it's built in that it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they're in the Pushka. This one doesn't have to go to the Pushka. I can give it to this guy. Therefore, that's why there's no Pushka. It doesn't have to be that way. Hear this? You what's going on? Okay. It's a bottle of wine.
Right.
It's a bottle of wine.
It's money.
What?
It's money.
Right. The point is, it could end up being the same thing. I could take the wine, donate it to the gizbar, he'll sell it to that guy, get the money, and put the money in the pushka. Or I can just give it to that guy. Why can't I? What's stopping me from doing that? The answer is, nothing's stopping me. Therefore, it's not a carbon tzibur. It doesn't have to be a carbon tzibur. Therefore, it doesn't go into the pushka. Okay? Okay, very good. So we have not resolved our suffix, really, what you do with the five. Mm-hmm. Right? Amar Rava Toshma. Let's try to bring a raya. It says in the Torah that the word Ezrach, by the Nesachim, it says Ezrach. It says, Kol ha-Ezrach, Yaseh Kocha, right? Malameh, Shemis Nadu Nesachim. From here we see that there's such a concept of being donating Nesachim. Vikama, how much is that? Shlosh is lugin. Three lug. Why three lug? It's the minimum that you can give. It's the minimum, it's three lug. There's no carbon that has less than three lug. Uminayin shimratza lahosif Yosef. How do I know that if I want to give more, I can give more? I can give four or five or six or... Talmud Lomar, yeah, this'll be... In other words, you have a right, a pasuk, you can give more. Yachol yafchos, I can give less. I can give two or one. No. Talmud Lomar, kacha. This is how it has to be. Minimum is three. Now, my Yosef, what does that mean you're going to give more? Ilema arba v'shisha, if you're going to give four or six, ma'ishna shlosha d'chazal l'keves, arba v'shisha nami chazal ayavul par. There's no chiddush in telling me that I can give a number that corresponds to a carbon, which is four or six. I don't need a pasuk for that. If I can give three, I can give four or six. So when it says I can give more, it can't mean four or six, because that's obvious. Elav chamisha. What must it mean?
Five.
What's the minimum? Three. I don't want to give three. What else can I give? Well, you can do a strange thing. You can give five. I'll give five. If you do that, what do you see from here? Shema mina, ein kevel l'nesachim, shema mina. There is no kvias for the nesachim. You can give five, even though there's no animal that has five. What are you going to do with it? You can do with it. Four you can give to somebody. Four you can give for an animal. And the fifth one, either you can donate it, or you can give it to some guy who needs one.
Yeah.
Okay?
There's no like batch. You can just pour it in.
Correct.
You think it makes sense to happen.
So who's saying that, and why is it contradicting the Mishnah now?
Yeah.
Oh, the Gemara answered that question. Amar Ravashi. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said, "Ein misnadvin log shnayim v'chamisha." You can't do that. You can't donate five. What's he talking about, Rava? Katani chamisha domi d'shnayim. Ma shnayim d'lochazu klal, af chamisha nami d'lochazu klal. There's no such thing as five. What are you doing? What's Rava answer? What kind of answer was that? The Mishnah said you can't do that. So the Gemara says, "Midi iria." Who said, "Haka d'isa v'haka d'isa"? No. When the Mishnah said, "Ein misnadvin log shnayim v'chamisha," you have to break up the Mishnah. Ein misnadvin, you shouldn't be misnadev, log one, shnayim two, or chamisha five. But if you do five, it works. If say the Mishnah transmits the Mishnah like that, okay. Amar Abaya says Abaya, im tim tzolomar, ein keva l'nesachim. If you want to hold, there's no keva for nesachim, then good. Ain't keva l'nesachim. Very good. No problem. Look at Rashi, the third bottom line. Rashi says, v'kama deboi mishnayim ulamala maisi. However many more than two you want to bring, go right ahead and bring. Right? V'chi maisi chamisha. And when you bring five, which is the only one that's a problem, because if it's more than six, then you have always combinations to get it to fit to kavanos. 7 is 4 and 3. 8 is 4 and 4. 9 is right? So, when you chimaisi chamisha, makriv arba minayu, 4 for an animal, the idach and the fifth one, moser, right? It's extra. V'chol ma deboi maisi. Anybody who wants it, come take it. Anybody who needs it. Umay dechazi, right? Umay dechazi makriv, v'dech masal adava, v'aleka, Libby boy, Flomidi. There's no question to ask. No kashas. All good. Back to the Gemara. In Tim Tzolomer, yesh keva l'nesachim. If you hold that there is a keva, which means that you can't do this, five over here, one over there, no. It always has to go to Kabanos. Adasar pshitali. Up to 10 is obvious. Why? Because up to 10, you have all combinations work.
Right.
However, achad asar mi boyali. Number 11 is my kasha. Why? My. What's your kasha? What? No, it can't be 6 and 5 because there's no 5.
What can it be? 3, 3, 5,
5? I'll tell you why. Gavra l'shnei parim kamachavein. Did he really mean to bring 2 6s, which is 12? And he's one short.
Right.
And until he gets that 12th one, he's not doing anything because he doesn't have 12. Odilma l'shnei elim, which is 8. 2 and 2 is 4. 4 and 4 is 8. The keves, and 3 is 11. The keves, echad kamachavin. He meant to give 4, 4 and 3, which is 11.
Right?
Trey michad mina. Trey michad mina. V'chad mi'chad mina. Amrinon olo. Can you do that? When you donate a number of log to give. So can it be two different animals? Four is one animal. Three is another animal. Mai, what's the halacha? Peku.
That would be the same with seven.
What?
That would be the same with seven. That would be two different animals.
I know, but you're not missing one. So you want to say the same thing?
The 11,
maybe it means for an eighth. Somebody asked that
the
question.
The same question is the five.
Somebody.
Well, how do you get eight? Two animals or one animal?
Two.
So
four and four.
Four, three is three animals.
Yeah. I know. But the problem is because the third animal is different than the first two animals.
Why is that a problem?
It's the same thing with four and three.
Why is that a problem if it's the third one is a different amount? They all have to be the exact same amount.
Why should we take them?
Because they can't be bothered to us.
Yeah, okay.
Gives no meaning to a chalas or miyodeh.
I don't get
it. It's not easy daf today. It's not harsh. It's not easy. Because I think we're missing something here, no?
Yeah.
Like something's missing here.
Like if you want to be generous and give 10 cases of Rashi wine, you can't do that.
Right.
You've got to figure out exactly what
correct
the wine is going for.
Now, a new thing.
How much is a bushel?
I don't know. A loaf?
Four of these.
It's about 12 ounces.
It's so a good thing he's not here, Mother.
15?
82 fifths.
Around there. Around there. The back of this chumash is amazing because
it says how much a loaf is.
Doesn't know how much a loaf is. It has a breakdown of how every single mincha looks. And it's really helpful because we are going to get into that later tomorrow and tomorrow is Friday and Shabbos. It's really going to help. We're going to use it on when we get there. Now the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah is a new thing. Misnad ben Yayin, ein misnad ben Shemen, did Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds there's no such thing as being menadev Shemen by itself. Why? We said, yeah. Shemen, no such thing. Because by the way, when you bring a carbon, and you have to bring the sachim, and you bring Shemen, but the Shemen's mixed in with flour. So there's no Shemen by itself. Rabbi Tarfon and Omer, it's not even Shemen. You can be Mitzadev Shemen even by itself. Okay? Remember that later in the next parak, when the Mishnah talks about being Mitzadev Shemen, Rashi is going to say, this only goes according to Rav Tarfon.
You're not bringing wine by itself. You're saying, you
bring Shemen. Yeah, but when the Nesachim happens, it comes by itself. It's not mixed with anything else.
Right.
So is there such a thing as being Mitzadev Shemen by itself? We're going to have a whole Mishnah in the next parak. Can somebody be Mitzadev just wood? I just want to give wood. The answer is yes. Shemen, yes, it's only Rav Tarfon said that. Amar of Tarfon, just like wine, there's a chova, there's a nedava. I can voluntarily bring wine for no reason. Av Shemen, shuba b'chova, b'ba nedava. So too Shemen, same thing. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, lo. Ew, I have to be yayin. No, yayin's different. She can carve him chavaso, bifne atmo. It can become, it's brought in a carbon by itself. It's never brought by itself. It's always brought with oil, with flour. Never by itself. One person can't be two people cannot be misnadev one isaron. Okay? Aval misnadvin olu shlamim va'ov, but they can two partners can bring a carbon that they could do.
Not each
yotzai. No, what do you mean? Would me and you are going to chip in and buy an ola together.
Oh, right.
You can do that.
Oh, as an adult.
Yeah.
Not to fulfill
a... No, but we can't do that. We can't do that for a itaron. Afilu prey da'achas. Even one bird, we could chip in and buy one together. Right? Now, how much is an isaron, by the way? So I wrote it down. An isaron is about 43 and a fifth eggs, which they estimate is about 2 quarts. It's a machlok. See, I don't know what this word means in Hebrew. It's a machlok is between 43 and a fifth eggs. According to the Chazon Ish, it's 4,320 samach mem kuf. What's samach mem kuf? And according to Reb Chaim Noah, it's 2,489 samach mem kuf. What's samach mem kuf? Okay? So, now the next is a very famous Gemara. Very famous. The Mishnah said, you can't... Now, by the way, they're putting 60 isaron. If each isaron is 2 quarts, putting 120 quarts of flour in a bowl. What kind of bowl is this?
Quarts are dry measure.
Quart is a liquid measure? So I don't know. So if you Google it, what's an isaron? Isaron is tenth of an eifa. It's 43 eggs. What does that come out to in modern measurements? I don't know exactly. I don't know what this abbreviation means. Samach mem kuf. I was thinking millimeters. I don't know those.
Kuf.
Samach mem kuf. I don't know. What's that samach mem kuf in Hebrew?
Cubic centimeters.
Cubic centimeters.
Centimeters cubic.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
What is that?
No. Yeah.
It could be. So how much is that? I'm not a European. I don't measure in centimeters.
One cubic centimeter is 1 gram.
In
the water measurement.
Uh-huh. Okay. Whatever it is.
And it's not just syrup.
Right. We do measurements on an ultrasound. That's it's called CMAQ. No. That's what we call it. So I guess.
What does that translate into?
CCs or that's a volume. Like when I do a prostate volume, it's 100 CMAQ.
So how much is 4,300? How much is that in what I could understand? How many gallons is that? What do you say?
Gallons of liquid.
What do you say? Pounds?
What? Grams or?
Okay. So
you're right. It's a quart you can have as a dry measure as well.
Yes.
Yeah. According to this,
quarts was a liquid measure.
4 US dry pints.
By the way, the reason why it's 2 quarts, right?
Yeah.
The reason why it's called the Isaron is because it comes to the word Eser, which is 1/10 of an eighth.
That would be 2 cups.
It's 1/10 of an eighth. Right? Okay. So, Amar Rava, Midivri Shnehem, whether you hold it could be a Akiva or a Tarfon, Misnadiv Adam Minchas Asachim B'chalayam. You could donate Minchas Asachim all day long. That you could do. Pshita, that's okay, so why not? It's obvious. Mazatim Abadatot Minchas Nadava, Goli Barachmana, Hani Chamisha Menachos In. Tfeilo, I would think no. There are only 5 minchas. There are only 5 different types of minchas. Right? Kamash Malan, Hani Mili Bisama. That's only there. If someone says, I want to bring a mincha, what do you have to bring? Mincha Stam. Guy doesn't specify. Whichever one you want. One of the 5. What are the 5? So they are a mincha Solas, a mincha Machavas, a Marcheshes, and then we have the Mafatanor, Chalos, and Mekikim, which everyone needs to see. You need to see these pictures, because without these pictures, you're not going to know what I'm talking about in the next day.
So show the pictures.
So one second. Alhecha de parish. But if you specified, it's a different story. So you can specify. By the way, those are the 5 minchas. Then there's a 6th mincha, which is not really a which is Nesachim that come with every carbon. That's the 6th one, right? But that's different, because it's not really baked into flour. It's not really baked into a bake, into a challah or a matzah. It's what do you call it? It's flour and oil mixed together, and it's burnt on the mizbeach. Okay. Then we said ein shnayim mitznadvim. My timer. Why can't 2 people bring an isaron together? Why not? They can bring a bird together. They can bring an oil together. Why can't they bring an isaron together? So ilay mishul d'chiv takviv in singular olanami haksiv takviv yakviv. Same thing. Ela ola my taima, dechsev la olo sechem. It says la olo sechem, minchanami oksev la mincho sechem. Also plural. Ela mishum dechsev bei nefesh, because it says by a mincha a nefesh, one nefesh, right? Tananami hachi, Rebbe Omer, sheyakriv karbono, lecholad reyem, lecholad vosam, sheyakrivu lashem, hakol boi meshutfis. Everything can be done in partners. Oh, why not? Lo si la kasev ela mincha, except for mincha shenema nefesh. The mincha, it says the word nefesh, it's different, can only be brought by one person. Omer Yitzchak, but the man is not as mincha shenar ba nefesh. So Taka, why does it say nefesh or mincha? Why does it say that? Unbelievable Gemara. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi darka lahavi mincha? Who brings minchas? The rich man? No. Only the ani brings a mincha. He can't afford anything more. He brings flour and water. It's very cheap. Mala ani alav k'ilu hikriv nafsho lefanai. I treat that as if Hashem, as if you brought your nefesh. Ani does all he can. That's considered his nefesh. Unbelievable part, no?
Yeah.
Amar Yitzchak, Ma'anishtan is mincha, Shneba chamisha mine tigan halalu. Why does...
It's 28 o'clock.
Huh? No, I switched it. Why does mincha have these 5... Yeah, I'll do it here. Why does mincha have these 5... Five types? Okay. Why does mincha have these 5 types? Right? What about 5 types? I said. Mincha soles, machavas, marcheshes, mafatanur, chalos, and mafatanur, rakikim. Why do they have 5 types? What do you have 5 types for? The answer is. In other words, why do I need so many different types? The answer is. Mashal lemelech pasav adam, over king, sh'asala ohavo s'uda, he had a friend of his, and he made a suda. He knew he was an ani. Amalo atzala li min chamisha min etigun kedei she'ehena mimcha. I'm giving you so many options. There's so many options for you to make for me because I love you. So many options. That's what we tell the poor man. So many different things I'm going to be happy with that you can bring for me. So many options you have. Okay? That's why there are five types of minchas. Only one type of ola. Okay. Hajin Allah, Hamanachos, Hanasachim. Hajin Allah, Hamanachos, Hanasachim. Hajin Allah, Hamanachos, Faha, Misachim. Okay. So, there are five types of minchas that could be brought. Okay? Now, this is fantastic. First, you have a bowl. You start off with a bowl. And you put shemen in the bowl. Then, you take flour, and you put the flour in the bowl. Then, you add water, because it won't mix well without water. You add water, and you knead the flour, the dough, and the water together. I'm sorry. You put solas, you put flour, and oil, and water, and then you knead it into a dough. Now, those three stages are the same three for all five minchas. Okay? Same three stages. Now, if it's a mincha solas, stage number four is your bolel shemen in the oil, keep on kneading it again, and you pour the leftover oil on top of the mincha. That's one. Number two, that's a mincha solas. And you bake it like that. That's all, you bake it like that. Mincha. You add more oil and you bake it. Okay? If it's a machavas, you take the oil, you take the bowl, you knead it very well, then you make patties, rolls, and you put them on pans. Okay? And you bake them on the pan. That's a machavas. A machavas is a deeper pan, and a macheshes is a different kind of pan. Okay, different kinds of pans. You bake them into bread. You have pans. Now, the next, you keep putting in oil. The next two, you ready for the next two? Is challos and rakikin. What are challos and rakikin? Different types of bread. Challos is you make 10 breads and then you bake them in an oven, and rakikin is you make different they're going to look different depending on how much oil you put in. The only difference really is the oil. It's the only difference. Those are the five.
That's an expensive mincha.
It could be expensive, yeah. And there are 10 of them. There are 10 challos and there are 10 rakikin.
Right.
The Gemara, the Torah, breaks that down into five and five. Five different types. The first three, then the chalos and rakikin are 10 chalos and 10 rakikin. Two different things. Reb Shimon's going to hold, you can mix and match. Five chalos and five rakikin. Okay? You're wondering to yourself, why on earth is he telling you all this? Here we go. Harei olah yisaron. If somebody promises to bring an yisaron, yavi achad, one bring one. And then he forgot how many he has to bring. Isronos, if he promises to bring Isronos, forgot how many? Yavishnayim. He has to bring two. Peirashti, if he says, you know, I promised to bring a certain number. It wasn't one and it wasn't two. Any idea, ma peirashti. I don't remember what I did. I don't remember what I said. Yavi Shisha Isronim. He has to bring 60. Why 60? Because remember we said yesterday, 60 Isronim in one kli. Was you were able to knead the oil. It was able to be bolel. So, says Rashi, nobody brought more than 60. Nobody ever did that. Right? Rashi says in the second to last skinny line, V'tvei mehachi lekelas l'svuki. Nobody brought more than that. V'i batzer neder lo ipchas lon demaisi v'omer kama sheprashti yovi leder v'ashayi l'nodava. And if you only brought, if I said only giving 25, why am I bringing 60? Yeah, 25 is going to be your promise. And the remaining is going to be another nedava, because you have to make sure you got your promise. Harei olai mincha. If someone said, I promise to bring a mincha, yavi eze shirta. You can bring whichever one you want. Any one of the five you want. If you don't, yavi mincha solas, bring solas Shehi miyuchedet shebe menachos. It's the best one. The solus is the best. Why is it the best one? No, that's not why. It's the best one. It's the most special one. What? It's the most distinctive one. Why? Why? We'll see in the Gemara one. Mincha o min ha mincha. If someone says, I'll bring a mincha or a min ha mincha. Yavi echas. One. Minchos o min minchos. Yavi shtayim. Two. Perashti. That if someone said, I'm going to bring, I promised more than one and more than two. I don't remember how many. So yavi chamish, bring all five. Perashti mincha shelas ronim. If someone says, I donated a mincha eves ronim, then you're there, kame perashti. I don't know how many I donated. Yavi shishimi saron. Again, you bring 60. Rabbi Omer, over here, yavi minchos shelas ronos me'echad ad shishim. You bring 60, and each one has an extra one. One bowl has one, one bowl has two, one bowl has three, one has four, one has five, all the way to 60. You hear that? Because you want to make sure you're getting every possibility of what you promised.
So that's like 119.
It comes out to be 1,830.
Oh.
Okay?
That's a long
time. Is the poor guy? Isaron. Don't make a statement like that. Don't walk into the... I donated something, but I don't remember what. Don't do that. Now, Pshita, isn't it obvious that if someone promises to bring one, then he has to bring one, and if he promises to bring two, he has to bring two? So what does the Mishnah have to tell me that? So Pshita, it's Ronos Yavi Shtayim Mitzvah Chaleh. No, the Chiddush was that if someone promises to bring two, he has to bring two. So Hanami Pshita, that's also obvious. Mir Esronos Shtayim Mitzvah Chaleh. No, the Chiddush was that the minimum number of Esronos is two. Wouldn't I have known that also? Okay, now, Perashti, Ben Adi Amah Perashti, Yavi Shishim Yisaron, you have to bring 60. Mantana, who said that? Amar Chizkiyah, the local Rebbe. That can't be Rebbe. There were two statements in the Mishnah. The first one was, Perashti, Ben Adi Amah Perashti, no one argued you bring 60. Then the last line of the Mishnah was, Perashti Mincha Shel Esronim, and I don't know what I promised. Rebbe says you got to bring 1 through 60. So what's the difference in two cases?
Yeah.
What's the difference? So the first case can't be Rebbe. The Rebbe, Ha'amar Yavi Mincha Shel Esronim Be'echad HaShishim. It'd be 1 through 60. No. Rebbe Yochanan Marfil Tema Rebbe. The first case was, Ba'omer Perashti Esronos Avalo Kavatim Bekli. I promised to bring Esronos, but I didn't put him in a Kli yet. The Ma'isi Shitim Esronos B'Shitim Money. Then I have to bring 60 and 60 Mana. But so what's the difference? Right? I promised to bring a certain number, and I promised to bring it in one Kli. What? No. But then I don't know what I promised. Says, oh, in that case, you got to bring one. Each, you have to bring 60 kalim, and each one you increase one more. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Have a good day. What time is tomorrow?
Jump to...